If you do not have a copy, would you please raise your hand and our deacons will hand them out. What you're going to receive is the church conference minutes as well as the nominating committee report. The nominating committee report is labeled Ministry Leadership for 2023-2024, just for clarity's sake, so you know what we're talking through here. All right, well, we will go ahead and call this meeting into conference. Please take a moment and look at the minutes from our May 28th, 2023 meeting. Any questions regarding the May 28th church conference? Do we have a motion to accept these minutes as presented? Thank you. Do we have a second? Wonderful. Please take a moment to, you also have the minutes from the called conference to present John Roberts as our youth pastor. And the called meeting to present me as your pastor in there. Please take a moment to look at the statistical information and the summary financial report. Give you just a minute to look over that. Any questions regarding the statistical or financial report? Do we have a motion to approve the statistical and financial report as presented? Perfect. Do we have a second? Wonderful. Thank you. That is approved. We'll continue on, go through our committee reports. We will begin first with music. Carla, if you would like to give us an update on that.
Okay. In a spirit of total honesty, the choir has not met this summer. And in the last meeting, I said that we would start meeting after June the 25th, but we didn't. We tried. But just too many people going too many places. So hopefully after Labor Day, the weekend after Labor Day, we'll get started again. We are working on something for Christmas. They don't know that yet, but we are. And our children are going to be working on something for Christmas. So we're looking forward to that. We're
wonderful. Excited. Wonderful. Thank you, Carla. Carla, would you mind being our microphone mover?
Okay.
Perfect. This wasn't on the sheet last time. Joey Futch is our chairman of the Music Minister Search Committee. Joey, would you like to give an update regarding that?
We have been meeting just about weekly. The Lord's been working through the committee. And we're very close with a candidate that we've been in communication with for the last few weeks. And we have a few more things to work out. But anyway, the committee's all in agreement on this candidate. And so if the Lord sees fit to send him our way, we're probably going to be confirming that here within the next few weeks. But if he doesn't, we'll start over.
Wonderful. Thank you, Joey. Children's Committee. I believe Melissa Hales will be presenting on behalf of the Children's Committee.
So we started back with 10 kids this past Wednesday in full swing. We had about 50 kids this past Wednesday night, so that was good. We're looking forward to an awesome year with that. One thing that we've got coming up that all of our grandparents, so September, your grandkids don't have to be here, but if you are any type of grandparent, we're going to be doing something on September the 10th. But Miss Cindy Strickland will be getting out some more details on that.
Wonderful.
And Alexis is going to give the VBS.
Perfect. Well, let's go ahead and do the VBS update from Alexis Green. Thank you.
Okay, for VBS, we had 5 made statements of faith and over 100 in attendance each night, and we are very excited for next year with Ashley and Tiffany Siddle joining as co-directors.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Alexis. Youth Committee, this will be reported by our new youth pastor, John Roberts.
Okay, obviously I've been here for a month, so don't have any major updates for you, but we are just transitioned last week into our fall series. So excited for that, going through the book of 1 John. Through the course of this year, we'll be really trying to set the infrastructure for that time on Wednesday nights to where it's something that when students come in, they're not just going through the motions, but they understand why they're doing what they're doing. And so I'm excited for that. We've got a veteran, somebody near and dear to my heart rolling off the youth ministry team this year. And so, Derek, thank you so much for serving these students over the past few years, being a good friend to me, and so I'm so grateful and excited to still see you around the church, but sad that you won't be with us in the way that you've been the past few years. And to all of the youth ministry team that have served over the past few years, thank you. You have kept this ship afloat, and I am so excited that we get to get on the ship together. So, yep, that's all I got. Thank you all.
Perfect. Thank you, John. Just making sure, I don't believe I see Melinda Peterson. Okay. Shelma, Ms. Shelma, are you here? Let's hear about teenagers, please.
We started back this month. We had over 30 in attendance. Our guest speaker was diagnosed that morning with COVID and was not able to attend, but we just enjoyed being together. The consensus were that we would not meet in September. Majority of our teenagers were headed to South Dakota, and so we will not meet in September. We will start back in October, and Durwood Tootle and Miss Gloria Stubbs will be joining us and sharing about their recent trip to the Holy Land.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Shelma. Jim Schumann, Sunday School Director.
All right. You can see some of the stats there on the last page. It seemed a little surprised when I saw it, the average 123. I know we had 135 this morning. So anyway, hope we're on the uptick on that. And then probably other note I would give is we are looking for a college and career teacher. So if somebody feels led, we may have an opening for you. Actually, we do have an opening for you. So I got nothing else to report, but if I'm the Sunday school guy, if you got some good ideas, come see me. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim. Jennifer Bland, will you be presenting on behalf of the beautification?
So if you've been in and out enough, you know we've given a lot of our social hall area a facelift. Not a lot of remodeling, but more of a facelift in our social hall, in our hallways, in our restrooms. And we're still finishing up some things. It's kind of been a work in progress. This summer we took off because everybody was busy doing other things and with VBS going on. So we kind of picked back up on that this past week. Still have some things we want to continue to do. Ms. Shelma, can you think of anything right off? You're on that committee with me that I'm... for this year, we're pretty much done other than what we'll do for the holidays and just some last-minute furnishings that we've budgeted for. Next year, we do have some ideas we would like to keep going, possibly with new flooring if we can get some plumbing issues taken care of. But all in all, it's been good, just a refreshing facelift. You know, what we've been doing, and so that's kind of where we are.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, before we move forward to the nominating committee report, are there any other committees who have anything to share? Terry? Yes, sir.
We motioned on the minutes and the other reports we had, but we did not actually vote. I think just a formality, but I think it, for our minutes purposes, would be good that we do that.
Yes, sir. That sounds okay. Great. That sounds great. All right. Well, for the called conference, or not called conference, conference May 28th, do we have a vote to, we'll take a vote to approve these minutes. Please raise your hand if you approve of these minutes as presented. Thank you. Please raise your hands if you do not. And that carries. Please raise your hand if you approve the statistical and financial information as presented. Thank you. Please raise your hand if you do not. Wonderful. And that carries. Thank you, Terry. All right. Any other reports to be made before we present the nominating committee's report? Wonderful. Well, our nominating committee members consisted of Alexis Green as chairman, Brenda Crosby, Joey Futch, Alan Monfiles, Melinda Peterson as the WMU director, and Jim Schumann as the Sunday school director. And I also sat in on all those meetings as the pastor. Before you, you have the ministry leadership for 2023-2024. Not too many drastic changes here, but I'd love for you to take a few moments and look this over, and we'll take any questions you have regarding the nominating committee's reports. Any questions regarding the nominating committee report for 2023-2024? I can make a little note to you. You will see that there are five deacons nominated for active deaconship. Our typical approach would be four. However, over the past few years, unfortunately, we had two of our active deacons pass away. And so this is an effort to replenish our active deacons to the 12 that our decorum states we have. So one of our deacons will come on and serve in his second year, technically speaking, in order to fill that void. Well, great. Last chance for a question. We are going to take a vote to approve the nominating committee's findings. Please raise your hand if you would like to approve the ministry leadership for 2023-2024. Wonderful. Please raise your hand if you disapprove. Praise God. That carries. The nominating committee's report has been approved via vote of the church, unanimous yes. Are there any other questions or statements before we conclude our conference and bring it to a close? Okay, so we need to vote on that to amend that. Okay, does everyone see the page Brother Jeff is talking about? Minutes of February 26th, 2023, Pastor Search Committee. Please raise your vote if you approve with the amendment of this change. Thank you. Please raise your hand if you disagree. Wonderful, thank you, and that carries unanimous vote once more. Do we have a motion to conclude our church conference? Do we have a second? Wonderful. Let me pray for us and we will be dismissed. Thank you so much for your time. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for wisdom and guidance as we work through the various leadership roles within this church. God, would you help us all be men, women of integrity? And Lord, I pray that you would guide every step we take. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all.